Abraham, well, the well, all right. And the woman of Samaria saw him, and she came up to him. And she, and Jesus, she said, are you greater than our father Jacob, and who drank out of the well? And Jesus answered and said, whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And they're talking about being born again. Being born again. Wait a minute here. We're talking about being born again first. Receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Then you jump to John 7.
7:37. Out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Glory to God.
I just couldn't help but do this. Here. Okay. It says, and that's verse 37. In the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood. Now, let me tell you this first. A well just sits there. A river flows.
Like this.
Right?
After a while, it'll smell.
Yeah, but okay, a well just sits, you know, and you drink from the everlasting life of the Word of God. And then there's the Holy Ghost. He comes in, but he fills you to the brim with the water flows over. Now, this is what he said. Then later in John 7:37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that's what we're singing. We're singing the word. We're singing word and truth, spirit and truth. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus had not yet died on the cross. And then there, this is talking about Acts, the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came in and filled them to the brim with him. Amen. And I actually put in here, imagine a flood. It takes everything in its path. A flood comes out of your mouth and takes away all the problems, the defeat, the destruction, all the devil's lies and traps and schemes. Stir yourself up by praise, speaking the word, praying in tongues, and soon a flood comes out of your mouth of living water. Amen. I just couldn't help but say it. Okay. So let's sing the next song. Yeah. He didn't know. Anyway, you can be seated. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says we walk by faith and not by sight. Okay, that means you're not moved by what you feel. How about if you're in pain? Yeah. Oh, Lord, I'm not moved by what I feel. Hoo-hoo. I'm not moved by what I see. Reports of the doctor. I'm not moved by what I hear. But that's faith. Faith looks at what the word says before it looks at the external things in the natural. So, I mean, that's it. You know, even when you don't feel it, he's working. Even when you have to watch your words, what you're saying in that time zone, because the more you say it, the more you're going to have it. And Ken's going to do that. Go to Galatians 6. We're going to receive the tithes and offerings tonight. Oh, I wanted to, let's see. Some of you ordered a DVD from Craig Field. Was that last week or was it? It was last week. Okay. From Craig Field, and they came in. And they are $10 a piece. They're in the bookstore, are they? Yeah. They're in the bookstore. Okay. Now, I want to tell you this, too. It has a lot to do with the Ministry of Helps or just being part of a church. Lonnie Hilton, folks. This God showed me this so much, even when I was in the hospital, when I was alone, he said, you've got to get that church structured. You got to get it more organized, because otherwise we will not be a part of the revival. And I am not kidding you. But we need to, you know, some of the, like for, here, for example, Sharon was the head of prayer way back. She's in a nursing home. I remember Virginia did a lot of things. She's went to heaven, you know, and we've got some of those people are on the chart. You know what I mean? We've got to redo it. And I talked to Lonnie and he asked me what I wanted, you know, and he said, I'll tell him, he was talking about all the Old Testament ways of the how the ministry of helps helped Moses, helped everybody. You know what? I mean, he's gonna do a lot. And I'm asking everyone to be at these. And we're actually having a session on Friday night so that it won't bother you during the day on Saturday and Saturday night. And then he's just gonna speak on Sunday morning. This is going to be the... Okay. Ninth? Well, he not Thursday. He's just coming Thursday because he wants to talk to me at length. On Friday. So he'll be here Friday night, Saturday night. Yeah, and then that's Sunday morning. But it's, yeah. Yeah. Okay, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we're just doing 7 p.m. session at night on Friday and Saturday, and we're asking everyone to please come, because everyone should be a part of the Ministry of Helps, and he is going to strictly talk about that and what should be being done in the church, and just like Craig was, and then even just saying some of the duties of what minister you're in. You know, what's under that? What are your duties in the church? And we're going to give everybody one, you know, because we just really need, and not to get into monkey business into other people's places either, because that causes problems. It's like a monkey on your back. You know, you stay in your own zone, but you also help when they're like there's a speaker coming or something, and that one you don't have much to do, but the other ministry is overwhelmed. You know, you help and do what they and let them tell you how to do it. You know, and it's just he's good at this. Very, very good at this. We're also going to have Marilyn Neubauer in again to do almost something not like he does it, but similar, you know. Yeah, from a different aspect of the Ministry of Helps. I even thought about having Burley's in to have it, because we're going to concentrate on that this year to get organized. So we must get organized or we're not going to be part of it. We can blab it all we want. We're not going to be part of it. God told me. So anyway, I'm not at Galatians yet. Okay, Galatians 6. Verse 8 out of the Amplified. It says, for he who sows to his own flesh, his lower nature. Wait a minute. No, I wanted to start on verse. I was actually reading the wrong verse anyway. Verse 6. Let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at or scorned or disdained or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. You know, sometimes we can be fake Christians. We can act like that in front of other people, but when we're home, we're boo. You know, just like, don't do that. Because that's, you can't delude God. You will reap what you sow from that. You will reap what you sow. wherever we're at, whatever happens, we need to also walk in love. If we have the fruit of the Spirit, I could go on and on and on, temperance, then we can control ourselves at home. Okay. Verse 8. Well, then it says, for whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. For he who sows to his own flesh, his lower nature, his sensuality, just being sensual, just doing what comes natural, how you feel, rah, 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 you know what I mean? Whatever. Will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. But let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen or relax our courage and faint. And you think, well, I acted like that was supposed to act. I acted in the Spirit. I didn't reap anything. But see, you want to reap something the next day. We have to have patience. You have to have patience and trust God. You can say you trust Him all you want. I trust you, Lord, with all my heart. Proverbs 3. I don't lean to my own understanding. You know, even the country, and it looks worse and worse and worse, but trust God. He's going to come through. We got to trust God. And just don't even listen to the rest of it, because it sounds worse than it ever did. But see, that's it. The whole thing with your body, with everything. And you got to watch your words. So don't loosen or relax your courage and faint. God is with you. Sometimes it takes Him a while to work. Also, He has to work. Like in finances, you can't just pop it out. Sometimes He has to, if you prayed and like you bound certain things, people have a free will. And He can't force like your child to do something that you want them to do because you prayed. Because they have a free will. You can't do that to people. That's witchcraft. And so, you know, you keep praying the demons around them away, or around people away. But it takes a while before, you know, you have to dispatch angels. You have to do it right. Do you know what I'm talking about? God is working, even though you don't feel it. He's working because you prayed. So then, and that's why, give Him time. So then, and on occasion, an opportunity open to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with you, the believers. I tell you, if you plant tomato seeds, or tomato plants, you plant corn seeds like they all did, you're going to reap something, right? You're going to reap it. I mean, I have a cob of corn in there that actually, Pam, is from your farm, from several years ago. And they planted one corn seed, made 500 corn seeds on one cob. 500! Think of that! And you don't think that when you give, it's going to not be given? Yes, it will. It's given back to you. In fact, Ecclesiastes 11:1 says, cast your bread on the water and you will find it after many days. After many days. Okay, so we passed out. Let's receive the tithes and offerings right now. So, Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit and under the authority of an inspiration of the living Word of God, we declare the holy angels go forth and become reapers in the fields that we have sown, which are white unto harvest. We bind every hindering spirit on our life and on our finances and on our bodies in the name of Jesus. We release the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God, of the anointing with His angelic host to bring in our harvest. A harvest of healing, a harvest of finances, a harvest in every way in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. Let's say, my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right.
Freedom. Hallelujah.
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 That'll bring your families into the money, I'll tell you that right now.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be ashamed of him.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Straighten out your mouth and everything else.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You walk by faith and not by sight.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 I feel a praise in this place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want to walk right?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Physically or mentally.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We're free in the United States of America.
A lot of countries can't do this.
I'll tell you that right now.
And a lot of churches, too.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I was timid enough the way I was when I was a kid.
I ain't going to be timid no more.
Amen.
I know what he did for me. And you ought to think the same way with you.
Amen.
You were going to hell. You were in fear. You were in bondage. Now look what you are. You're set free. But you got to act like you're free. Because you know what? There's a devil on there putting his hand on your head and make you sit down and say, you're not free. Just think of what happened to you. Look at that stuff.
Shut him up
with the word of God.
That's what you got to do.
Too many people are listening to him and they need to listen to the Lord.
That's their problem.
Because if you don't hear from, if you listen to the devil, you ain't going to hear. Your heart's going to get hard.
Rebellion is of witchcraft and a cruel messenger is brought against you.
When you don't obey this word, a cruel messenger is going to be brought against you.
I could tell you where the scripture's at, but probably won't look at it anyhow. So praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Okay. I want you to do this. Stand up.
Come on, stand up.
Praise God.
This is my Bible.
Make Jesus glad and the devil sad, okay?
Hallelujah.
I am what it says I am.
I can be what it says I can be.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can have what it says I can have.
Today I will be taught the Word of God tonight. I open my spirit to all God has for me. Therefore, I won't leave here like I came. In Jesus' name.
Always say Jesus' name, because they're not going to do you any good if you don't. I'll tell you that right now.
But you know what? When you say the Word of God, you're spewing blood everywhere. You're spewing blood everywhere whenever you talk the Word. Because what happened to the door sill? And remember, I've told you this before. Some of you are new in here. But on the blood, that devil could not come through that devil. And Egypt stands for the world, okay? And we're not of the world because it says in James 4:4, if you're the world, you're an enemy to God. But I'll tell you what, that blood was up on the door saying, how did they put that in there with what? A hyssop. When you say the word of God, you're spewing blood everywhere. You're spewing blood everywhere. Because who is Jesus? What else is he? He's the blood, isn't he? Didn't he die on the cross for the blood?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have you say this now.
Oh, look, happy people.
Make Jesus glad, the devil's sad.
God is on our side.
For the blood has been applied.
Every need shall be supplied.
Nothing shall be denied.
So enter into his rest.
Know that you are blessed.
For you have passed the test.
So you get God's best.
You know, if you look, and I don't go there, 2 Chronicles 20:20, just think, Jehoshaphat went against the Ammonites and all those other ites. And because they worshiped the Lord, it took 3 days for them to.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. I demonstrated before, but it's like Sonia and let's say Victoria is down here, and Victoria goes, Mama, pick me up. But when you lift up your hands, you're doing the same thing to Jesus. You're humbling yourself. You're humbling yourself. And I want to humble him. I want to get down on my knees. I want to hit the carpet. I want to hit the carpet. I mean, praying in tongues. Seeking him out. Seeking him out. And I'm going to tell you what. If you'll seek the Lord, things will start to manifest in your life. It will. But see, too many of us are thinking about other things instead of him. What he's done for us, he'll do for you. See, we're thinking about our kids. We're thinking about the money. We're thinking about this virus. Oh, this virus is going to eat me alive. You know, pastor said something before. She says, you can say, praise God, I'm healed. Thank God. I'll tell you what, send his word and heal me. But you know, I tell you, I spent all day, I was on the toilet, you know, and I threw up. I couldn't even get up. I couldn't do nothing, you know. You've erased everything that you said in the morning. You've erased it all. And the devil wants you. He'll squeeze you is what he does. And he'll try to get out of you to start speaking negative. That's what he wants to do. Satan continually uses distractions. That's what it is. Remember Desert Storm? When they went against Israel, the Israelites, the missiles couldn't hit them from the Arab countries. That's a scud that the devil uses against you every day. That's the scud that he uses every day. Go ahead, you can sit down. I'm telling you what, though, church. This church, you know, there's some of you in there new that don't know about this stuff. But if you'll keep coming, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to see what a testimony you've had, been crippled up or anything, and pretty soon you start running. And what a testimony. What a testimony. I mean, they've seen you, what you look like, what you know, and all of a sudden you start to change. Like I said, I told this guy, I was talking to him yesterday, and praise God. He was talking about his kids. He comes up to his son. He said, I know you're committing adultery. You're going to go to hell. I said, get that bony finger out of his face right now. Don't you say nothing to him no more. You just say what the Word of God says. My children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall the peace of my children be. I find no greater joy to find out my kids are following after the truth. The hearts of the father, the children, hearts of the father. That's right here. In Matthew, I say that every day. Now, here's one church you need to start saying. Go to Acts 2, verse 17. And my Bible's upside down. Oh, my goodness gracious. I got excited. Church, get excited about the church. I mean, if I give you $1 trillion, you'd be excited. Well, guess what? You're going to have $1 trillion if you'll seek the Lord right here. It says right in Job 27, and I've said this before, these people are working for us, every one of them that are not born again and giving into the gospel. Guess who's going to get it? The faithful. The faithful. That's the ones that's going to get it. Not the ones that don't come to church. No, no. You know, and I'll tell you what, you may have money, but it can be taken away from you just like that. Because you're not obeying the Lord. Because it says right in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, some do exalt, see that time coming. Church, it ain't because we want to pat ourselves on the back. I've demonstrated this before. Isaiah 10:27, in the last days, the yoke that the devil has put on your shoulders, put on your life, will be taken off by the anointing. Isaiah 10:27, right? Yes. Yeah, that's what we're trying to get across to people. In the last days, the yoke that the devil has put on you, sickness, disease, fear, oppression, bad mouth, all of that, it's going to be taken off by the word of God. And that's why people need to come, because faith. I told this gentleman, I said, when you first started a job, could you do it fluently? No. I said, could you do it later? Yeah, I could do it blindfold. That's the same with this word. The more you get and hear this word, yeah. Why does Joshua 1:8 say, do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on the word day and night. Observe to do what the word of God says, and your ways successful and prosperous. Yeah. Some heard these people, well, I have enough. I want to give. That's what this church is, a distribution center. That's why we've helped Katrina. We've helped in all this thing that's going, not now so much, but the thing, the president, all that. You can be able to help people. If you don't have any money, you cannot help anybody. And I tell you, I can, her and I can say that we've come up, it's wonderful, I tell you. I mean, I used to have one suit, you know, and it wasn't the best. She had one dress. But you know what? You be faithful, and all of a sudden, things are going to start. I have so many suits and sports coats now. I mean, watches. I've got 8 watches, you know. I give watches away. And guess what? When you give, it shall be given to you. It's good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Running over shall man pour into your bosom. The measure that you put in, we measure to you. Oh, well, I want to put a teaspoon in. That's what you're going to get. Pastor always says a truckload I want to put in for the gospel. That's what our job is in this church, to put money in for the gospel. You know, not give, you know, I'll tell you what, Copeland, that's what he does. He's faithful. Look what he's all got. But you know what it says? And God is no respecter of persons. Acts 10:34. He is no respecter of persons. But he wants you to, I'm going to show you some scripture right here. If you'll get involved in the church, go to Hebrews 6:10. Praise God. But see, again, help people. I mean, it's so neat. Pastor Jack and I, we can't even get out of here. The satchels are picked up all right away. You know, we can't even go out of here with somebody picking up. What are you doing? What are you doing to help help the pastors or whatever in the church? I'm going to tell you what, if you didn't have pastors, you'd be in the hospital sick. You'd be poor. You've got to have pastors. That's why Jeremiah 3:15 says how God has given you pastors according to his heart, given you the word of God. Somebody's shaking their head over there. Because a lot of us have testimonies, and the Lord can change you. Change you. If you will let him change you. But see, Proverbs 14:12 is the way that seemed right unto a man, but the end is death. When you do your own thing, you're going to die early. Yeah. And that's what the devil works on. You know, he puts pressure on us, like I said. He'll bring wrong people in. I'm very, Pastor Jack and I are very, very serious to who we spend time with. Oh my gosh. I tell you, I was, you know, he doesn't know no better, but he came over and helped me put my mower deck on my tractor, helped me, you know. And his wife is not so saved, and kids are committing adultery, daughter's not. I said, okay, start saying the word, and we'll go to Acts 2. We're going to Acts 2. I have the mind of Christ. I don't say, I don't forget. No, I won't say that. No, I don't understand. I just keep losing things. Nope, I am not going to say that. I say, have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Yeah. And then, you know what it says in 10:7, Proverbs 10, your memory is blessed. Speak to your brain. You see, church, if we'll get this across, your body hears you what you say. Amen. Well, I'm going to be sick all the time. I tell you that, you know, I mean, boy, I tell you, I'm just down. I'm tired all the time. Had somebody two weeks ago come up to me and said, thank you, Pastor Ken, for telling me, because I keep saying I'm tired. How many of us do say that? I'm exhausted. Well, guess what? Your body's going to die after a while. Yeah. Pretty soon your immune system gives up. When you start saying you're tired all day, like I told him, I said, when I retired from Hormel, I'm 21 years out of there. These guys are 4 years and they're dead because they say, I'm going to retire. Well, guess what? When you say you're tired, your whole body just starts to digress. Watch your mouth. What does Proverbs 18:21 say? What is it? Take it serious, church. I'm telling you. I'm going to show you something in Luke 1, what happened because this person said wrong. But let's go to Acts 2. I get serious because I know what my life was like before. Our marriage was a mess. Our kids were a mess. Like she said Sunday, my daughter was drinking Everclear. You know, one time we were going to the Viaduct, we were going to church. And my daughter almost jumped out of the car because of me. I was you know, but you know what? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, any man in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away, ever becomes new. You can change, church, every spiritually, physically, financially, every which way in your body, every way in your life can change. If you'll start helping other people instead of helping yourself all the time and griping and complaining, you better read Numbers 13 and see what happens to them. In 1 Corinthians 10, 23,000 died because they griped. They griped and complained. But I'm going to say this one here, 2:17. You need to say this over your kids all the time, okay? Even if you're not with them. Because you don't want no one going to hell. But here's what it is. Job 22:28. You prophesy, decree, and declare, and establish it, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. Elvis Presley prophesied that he would not live any longer than his mother. 42 years old, the devil took him out. Yeah. What comes out of this mouth, church? I tell you, you've got to watch it. Abraham Lincoln says, I would rather be assassinated than have slavery. Right. Well, you know what? Like they said, if he would have not said that, he would have stayed in the motel or boat, whatever it was, and read his Bible, because he was born again, spirit-filled. Yeah. But what happens when you start speaking negative? That problem. Oh, we heard something yesterday morning, didn't we, honey? Oh, my gosh. When you speak negative, it comes right into your pores, right into your body. The pores open up. And then all that negative stuff comes right into your body and starts to kill you. Yeah. A death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those that love it shall bear the fruit thereof. I tell you, I said, oh my goodness gracious. I'd never heard that before. Keith Moore said it. I'm telling you, Copeland is on at 10 o'clock with Keith Moore. Look at it. Watch it. It's a Bible class. It is excellent. I'm telling you, mostly about your mouth is what it's all about. It's all about your mouth. All you have to do is look at your life and you can see what you've been saying all the time. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go here. And it shall come to pass in the last days, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Now, that's Job 22:28. You prophesy, decree, and declare, establish. Your kids are going to prophesy. The sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Don't look at what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Don't matter what they're saying. You can change them. That's what I'm trying to tell this young lad. I started crying because I want that family to come together so bad, so, so bad. You know, he wants to follow the Lord. He doesn't know a lot of things about the Lord, about the Word, you know. But, you know, there's a grace period. This church, there's no excuse. Now, that man back there, he's not in our church. He doesn't know about this stuff. You either. But all the rest of you in here know what the Word of God says. And you're going to be accountable for it, too. Yes, you are. I'm going to be accountable for how I... He says, you know, a lot of the pastors are committing adultery. You know, and people are swearing and cussing and drinking and smoking and lying. I said, you know, I didn't say anything. Because I should have said something, but I didn't. I gave him enough the way it was. I'm just concerned about his... I'm not concerned. I'm casting unto the Lord. Where two of us agree on touching anything earth be given us by the Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. You know, when you say something, always remember, this is Matthew 18:19. Verse 20 says, when there two of us agree and touching a thing, and he is in your midst. He hears everything that you say. And he wants me, oh, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever, and see, what is Matthew 18 and 16, Matthew 18, 18 and 16 and 19 say? Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. When you speak negative, I was going to bring a flashlight, but I didn't. When you say wrong words, your answer from heaven is not going to come back down. Yeah. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What you're doing on earth, like Pastor said, what you sow, you're going to reap. It's going to come back on you one day. I mean, we're seeing some situations right now. What did Pastor say probably about 4 months ago? If you're under the umbrella, you're protected. But when you miss church, you don't come to church, you're out there. And why does it say again? Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, as some do, as he saw and see that took coming. You know, it says right in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 520 were supposed to be up in the upper room. How many showed? What did they miss?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. When you miss church, you're missing out, because things are escalating now. I'll tell you that right now. It's getting worse out there. What does Isaiah 60 say? Arise, shine, the light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Gross darkness is covering the earth, and you can see it. It's getting terrible out there. But the glory, guess what the glory is? But we with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord being transferred to His image from glory, glory of the Lord of Spirit. This is a mirror. When you read this, you are being changed in His image. Now, now we're God, we're not Jesus, but we're being changed in His image. The Word of God says it, doesn't it? The glory is the Word of God. That's why we have that up there. Yeah. But it's the glory of the Lord that's going to start coming. In Azusa Street, and there was another place down south, that the kids were playing, and Azusa Street, they were playing in the Shekinah glory, playing hide and go seek. I'm telling you what, that's what's coming if we'll get in one accord in here. If we can get in one accord in here, but I'm going to tell you this too. We've had other people in here drag their feet, and the anointing will take them out. If you won't cooperate, you will go. I mean, it's just like a football player. I've demonstrated to my grandson, John. He's up in the line. The quarterback comes back this way, and he's going to run this way, and the line goes this way. What good is it going to do this quarterback? He needs to have a block in front of him. We need to have people that obey in this word to do what God said. That's why John 14:15 says, if you love him, you'll obey his word. I mean, to me, when Pastor Jack and I got born again, we were so hungry. There was nothing here in Fremont. We headed for Omaha. She got born again through Marilyn Hickey. My daughter did too. And all of a sudden, yes, you did. Not born again, but you started following the Lord then closer. Because you said, oh, my daughter's going to be with me now. Because you were, you wanted somebody. I wasn't. You know, like she said, my daughter went into the bathroom and the Lord spoke to her and blood dripped down on her. She called the girls, called her friends up at 11 o'clock that night and said, I'm not going to run with you no more. And I'll tell you what, she would go down that basement and just rock that basement praying in tongues. My goodness. The things that are seen are temporary. The things that are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. The things that are not seen are temporary. The things that are not are eternal. There can be change. Every situation in your life can be changed by the word of God. But you got to draw yourself into, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. What is it? Do you know it? What is it? Deb? Draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. James 4.
4:7-8.
Are we pushing him away? Or are we saying, nah, God, I'm not going to listen to your word. I'm going to do what I want to do. I didn't finish this. I'm going to start over again. And it shall come to pass in the last days. God declares that he will. This is Acts 2:17. God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind and mankind. Womankind too, of course, naturally. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, telling forth the divine counsels, and your young men shall see visions, divinely granted appearances, and your old men shall dream dreams, divinely suggested dreams. I quote this every time I eat meal. See, I take communion every time I eat. Every time I eat, I go take communion. What you're doing is you're bringing the representation, what he did for us. He didn't have to come, church. He didn't have to come. He was seated at the right hand of the Father. But guess what? He came down here 33. I told this young lad, I said, do you know that he never could perform one miracle till the last 3 years he was on this earth? A lot of churches don't know that. But when he became in the Jordan, remember? And John Baptist, Peter baptized him. The Spirit of God came upon him. John the Baptist came upon him. Not now, Pastor said it. When you're born again, it's like this. It's not running water. That's why people are not bold. I can tell people they're not really spirit-filled. They can say they are, but I can tell by their actions. I can tell in their faces. I can tell on people because I can see no joy in their life. What does it say in Romans 14, 17? The joy of the Lord, righteous peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is joy. It's peace. It's joy. Joy. What does it say in Philippians 4, 4? Rejoice in the law always. And again, I say rejoice. That's a command, church. What does it say in Nehemiah 8:10? The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why too many people are sick, because they have no joy. I told this guy, it's like when you have a car and the oil runs out of it. It rubs oil to oil, to metal to metal. That's what we're doing when we have no joy. Your secretion starts to dwindle in you and your bones, and you get arthritis and all that stuff because you had no joy. You have no joy. See, you know what it says in Matthew? It says, without joy, you're like a dunghill. Yeah, you've lost your salties. We're supposed to make people salty for Jesus. Are we making Jesus? Are we talking about our problem? See, again, when you talk about your problem, you can see it in your face. You just start to have no joy, no victory in your life. None. You know, I mean, I got to be in that word. I mean, I got an acre and a half to mow. I've been, probably the last 5 days, I've been just putting myself to the grindstone because there have been things to do around the house there. But I put him first every morning. I'm telling you what, at 5 o'clock in the morning, if there was an army coming over the hill, we're going to kill you, would you be sleeping? Would you be sleeping? You better be awake. I'll tell you, you're going to die. Well, guess what? The devil's here 365 days a year, 52 weeks a year, 24 hours a day, 60 minutes. 2 Corinthians 4:4 said the God of this world, he's blinding people's eyes. He's destroying people. John 10:10. I'm going to show you. I didn't get this completely yet. I'll get it. I'm going to read it again. And it shall come to pass the last day. Because see, I keep saying it over and over and over. And the Spirit of God says, yeah, I'm tugging on my kids' hearts. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Because you know what it says in Jeremiah 33:3? Call on him and he hears you and he'll show you great money. He hears you. He hears you. Call on him. But I'm going to show you a scripture that we all need to know. Too many people do not know that. Well, what is his will? What word do you know? What word do you know? Well, I'm sick all the time. I tell you what, and I just tell you, I'm so weak. I'm tired all the time. I tell you, I just can't remember things. Well, that sure isn't his word. Like she said, what you sow, you're going to reap. Your body just, your immune system starts going down. And what he said, that comes into your pores, into your body when you speak negative. Hear me, church. Hear me. When you say negative things of this word, it starts to come into you and absorb. And eventually it will just take over your whole body. Try and get the flesh out of your lives, church. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly. Pray your whole spirit, soul, and body preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get your spirit in line. Your spirit wants to go to church. Your spirit wants to read the Bible. Your spirit wants to be joy. Your spirit wants to love. My mind is controlling me. Your mind is being controlled by the devil. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly. Pray your whole spirit, soul, and body preserve blameless the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does it say in Romans 12:2?
Not be conformed of this world, but
transferring the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
That's what he attacks right here. Right here. See, this, like I said last Wednesday, it was so neat when Marilyn says, the devil looks for weak people. He will watch you. Now, the devil's after, he can only be in one place. I told this young lad, he's after President Donald Trump. How many are praying for Donald Trump? How many? I told this guy, you know, President Donald Trump's going to be in there for, I'm prophesying it. What's coming next 4 and 8 years? Recompense.
Amen.
Recompense.
Amen.
Vice President Pence. Michael Pence is coming in. Now, this is not from me. It's from Hank Kuhneman. And you think he was with Brother Copeland. And I'm going to tell you what, Brother Copeland don't have any fly-by-nights. No. He knows what he's speaking. He's Omaha, Nebraska. What were we just singing to?
Freedom?
No, the other one.
Waymaker.
What did he say about that? Do you have a microphone?
Oh, what?
Can you give her a little bit of shot? What was Waymaker? Was something that was going to really happen through the Spirit?
Hank kind of invited.
Say it.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning bolt.
Good for you.
Because
it hit the White House, didn't it? And I'm going to tell you what, Jackie and I were laying in bed, and all of a sudden, boy, it came. It didn't know rain. I'm calling in the rain, though. But I'm telling you what, it's going to get rid of this virus just like that. You watch. This lightning. God is making an impression. See, they think he's weak. Are you kidding me? Look what he did in the Old Testament. To thank God for the blood and grace. Because I'll tell you what, a lot of us would be burned up. He's got a grace, but I'm telling you what, it's waning. It's waning. He wants us to get into place. That's why Randy Greer says half of the Christians will not go in the rapture because they're not be ready. They will not be ready. Now, like I said, some new people have never heard this. There's a grace period. It says that right in Luke 12:46. The ones that know more will get more lashes. The ones that do know more will get less lashes. We know we're going to get more lashes, and we're accountable for what we are hearing from this pulpit and from any pulpit in here. You're hearing Brother Copeland or any of them. What does it say in James 1:22? Not only hear the word, but a doer of the word. Without faith is dead. Doesn't it say that in James 2? You're dead too. You're like the Bismarck. You're going around and around and around and around in circles when you do not stand on this word. You don't think it doesn't hurt Jesus when you... I mean, he gave his life and he gave his word, which he is the word, became flesh and dwelt among us, and you just throw it away. You don't think the Father doesn't see that? Are you kidding me? God is alive. Oh yeah, he is alive. And he's seated right up there watching us. And so is the devil, though.
Yeah.
He makes sure, like I said, you know, your kids can keep you from getting the word. You can be so tired. You know what it says in Proverbs 7:18? I think I've got it. No, it's 8:18. I think it is. It says, when you get up, when you love him, you'll get up early in the morning, spend time with him. I'm telling you what, when I worked at Hormel, I used to get up at 4:30. I spent time until I prayed for people. Yeah, I prayed for people. See, again, the devil is watching you. The familiar spirit's watching you. See, what does it say in Revelations 2:4? If you lose your first love, you're going to lose your salvation. What does it say in Revelations chapter 3, verse 14 and 15? I would that you were cold or hot, but because you are lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. How would you like to be spit out of God's mouth? But see, he's watching you, what you're doing. Have you really... What does it say in Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd. Is he really your shepherd? Like Pastor always say, what are you watching on TV? I know most of you aren't, but there's some of you in here. What are you saying? Are you swearing, cussing? See, this guy, he said, this church, they're swearing and they're cussing in there. I'm going to tell you what, the ushers, Kenny, the ushers will not come to church because of this virus. Will not come to church because of this virus. They have no ushers. He's the only one that's the usher. because of this stupid virus. I'm 78 years old, and I know there's some in here that are older than I am. She calls me a kid all the time. Bless her time. I know Marianne, my pastor, is older than I am too. But God fills your mouth with good things. Your youth is renewed like the eagle. What does an eagle do? They fly over the problem. What does it say in Isaiah 40 verse 31? It says, wait upon the Lord, renew your strength, mount up as wings as eagles, and you'll run and not be weary. The eagle is, did you know, and I think Marianne might remember this, I don't know, maybe too, they were going to make the representation of the United States, the turkey. Yep, you betcha. And kick out the eagle. But look what they're trying to do. They're taking away the Constitution of the United States. They put rainbows around the White House because little babies are lying dead on a table. And we're sleeping and not looking at that and going against that stuff. I'm telling you what, you're letting the devil. Every time you sleep in that, you're giving the devil more leeway in your life to do what he wants to do. Now there is a remnant where one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. But you're going to be accountable. It says right in 2 Corinthians 5:10, you're going to stand before the Lord and he's going to see what you did, good or bad, in your body. If you make it there, you will make it through to the tribulation and not go through the tribulation. But if you don't make it there, you're going to be wait. And you're going to wait and go through the tribulation and hope to God, because the angels are going to be working in that area for salvation. See, right now, Jesus, through the church age, the 2,000 years, brought in people, didn't he? Now the 2,000, when he was on the earth, 33 years. Now the 2,000 years, we're supposed to be doing it. The harvest is great. The labors are few, The harvest is ripe. Go out and get the people, the laborers, into their harvest. Now, what that does, you have primed the punch. If you're bold enough to tell people about the Lord, some people are so timid they're ashamed of him. I'm telling you what, I wouldn't stand before the Lord and say I was ashamed to tell people about Jesus. But anyhow, Jesus did for the 33 years. Were the 2,000 years? Pastor made this schematic up right here. We handed it out a long time ago. Hallelujah. Boy, I've got so many things and I'm not getting to them, but praise the Lord. Right here. I wish the camera could, I wish you guys could see this. Here's the cross right here. Get over here, Kevin. Here's the cross right here. Hold this right here so I can hold it in the air. Stand right over here. Hold this. Hold it there. Hold it there. Okay. This is the cross right here, Sherry. Yes. Right here. Here's the church age right here. Right here. That's where we're just here. See the rapture up here? Going the arrow right here. Here's the tribulation right here. Now we're going to come down after the tribulation right here with the white horses. And of course, that's when the Antichrist and false prophet all thrown in the lake of fire. Here's when the millennial will be the 1,000 years right here. Be ruled with an iron rod. There'll be a lot of Christians that will not want to follow the Lord, but will make it. So just what God's going to do, he's going to come down here. And he's going to give him a chance. He's going to let the devil out. Because here's where the devil is locked up for 1,000 years. Right here. Right here. How come the lamb will lay down by the child will lay by the snake and it won't bite him? Because you know why? The devil's locked up.
That's right.
But you know what? We can lock the devil up by the word of God if we'll do it. James 4:7, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he has to flee. He hates his word. He hates joy. He hates raising your hands to the Lord. He likes oppressed Christians. That's what he works on. So many Christians are bound. What did Oral Roberts say? If you don't bow, you won't burn. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. 6 million of them stood because of that 92-foot statue And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego bent down to the ground and would not worship that thing. How many are worshiping your sickness, your diseases, your oppression, everything that the devil comes to bring against you? You're bowing down for it. Oh, give it to me. I want more. No way. This is when we go up right here. This is when the devil is locked in the... If you look at Revelations 20, it says the angel is going to lock him up in the fiery furnace. He tell him, you think you're going to heaven, I think. Tell him where he's going. Tell him where he's going. Come on. He ain't got no future. Excuse my language, but he ain't. We do.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
You're going to spend the rest of your life. I'm 78. Some of you are in your 80s. It's been just like a whisper. Just like that. I don't know where it went by, but it went by. Yeah. Think about this if you're eternity in hell. For eternity. And you're going to burn. And then the fire's going to come up a little bit and it's going to burn again. And anything that you like is going to be like a horse in front of it. You won't be able to get it. Church, it's up to you. This place should be packed. We're calling them in. You know, the Lord showed me this too. Nebraska and Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait. They're working to get their position, aren't they? All of a sudden, here comes a walk-on in there and takes their place and takes their position. That's what's going to happen in this church. The people that are not taking their place in here. Because we have a job to do. What good is a one piston in a car?
It's not going to run.
And that's what's going on when the church don't come together, when does not come together.
Unity.
Yeah. Why does it say that? This is why he prayed. We had him Wednesday. If you'd have watched it. Psalms 133, verse 1. Oh, how good, how pleasant it is for brother and sister to live together in separation. Scream it out.
Unity.
Amen.
Psalm 133.
Yep. But you remember what he said? The beard is the pastor. Down here. No, the head is the... Excuse me. The head is the pastor. The beard is you that are working in the church. And then the ones down here are the ones that are not doing anything in the church. And there's no protection for you. No way. Nope. You're down on the fringes, down here on the garment of Aaron. Yeah. No protection for you. Because there's protection when you'll come and obey his word. He doesn't want to do this. But it says right in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, you deny me and I will deny you. 1 Samuel 2:20 says, I'll lightly esteem you. Chronicles 28:9, I think, I'll cast you out forever. It's not an all... What does Matthew 25 say? The 10 virgins, 5 were foolish and 5 were not. When you come to church, when you pray in the Spirit, when you seek the Lord, you're building your oil.
Amen.
Because you're obeying. All of a sudden... There's a knock on the door. We're ready. We're going in. These others said they're not going to church no more. They don't read the Bible. They just do their own thing. They haven't built their oil. Can we have some of your oil? No. I have just enough oil. It's serious. I have just enough oil to go up. You go to the store and get your oil. The door is shut. Bang. And you're outside. And you don't want an ant or a bug to go through what's coming in this tribulation. It's going to be terrible. That's why I'm praying for my family. I'm praying for this guy. I want his family to come in. He's following. He knows he's not spirit-filled, but praise the God. But I don't want nobody going through what's coming.
Amen.
But you're deciding what you're going to go through. If you don't obey, if you've lost your first love... If you've lost your first love, I mean, I had a kind of infatuation through her at first. But the more I'm 53 years old in marriage now, I love her with everything I got. I help her and itch every which can. She's the precious. I'm telling you what, with a pastor, you don't go to the hospitals. You won't be sick. You won't be oppressed. You'll have each other. We're family in this church. Okay? We help each other in this church. Somebody needs moving. I used to help a lot, Michelle, but I've my back's strong in the name of Jesus. But there's other young people in this church. Like we have some young people coming in here that can help move. I mean, because it's wonderful, you know, that we can help one another. You don't have to pay. I mean, God supplies our need, hall or whatever. But we help each other in this church. That's just the way it always has been. But anyhow, this is where we're up. The white throne judgment. If your name is not in the Lamb's book of life, you're going straight to hell. Chunk. We're going to come down here. What is so weird? It says right in John 14, 1, he's building mansions for us when we get up there. You know what? We're going to be in heaven 7 years is all. That's all. Right here. Tribulation, church age, we're going up here. We're going to be in 7 years right here, coming right back down here for the 1,000 years. And we're going to go up into heaven and the white throne judgment, the books will be open. We're going to judge our angels or whatever. And then we're going to come down and hover in the New Jerusalem, all in the bottom here. We're not going to be up in heaven that much. Yeah. Read it. Check it out. Yeah. But see, I'm going to tell you what. What does our Father say? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Well, the kingdom come, that's not wrong, right? Because that was the old, because the kingdom comes, lives inside of us, doesn't he? Yeah. Greater is he within us than he that is in the world. He came to live inside of us, didn't he? Yeah. Thy will be done on earth as it is in. I mean, I read that before. But it started coming out. A lot of things are coming out that were concealed before. It's because you know what? The Spirit of God wants us to know this stuff. See, why does it say in 1 John 3:3, purify yourself as he is pure by this word? That's okay. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Pastor,
John.
I have a question.
Yeah, you betcha. John 17:17, sanctify yourself as he is sanctified. Again, like I said, but we with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord being transferred to his image from glory to glory, the Lord is spirit. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my brother. Yep. What time is it? Oh, my Lord Jesus, come quickly. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. But like I said, Satan continually uses distraction or destroys you. Yeah. How many of us are saying, you know, everything is so bad? I don't believe it. I'm tired. I never can sleep. Scared me to death. Eyes are getting weak, feel so old. Do not understand when I'm reading the Bible. I catch colds all the time. How many are saying this thing, this virus, see, they're talking about, and see, they're saying, I don't listen to it. I don't listen to that stuff. See, again, your body, everything hears what you say. Amen. Copeland said one time he was scarred with a piece of junk, and 2 weeks later somebody hit him and it was scattered all over the world. What you say is what can happen in your life. It's my pet peeve, my mouth. It really is. I don't put people down. I don't swear. I don't lie. I never lie. I'm always on time. Pastor Jack and I are always on time. There's some of them in here right now. They're on time. Again, like I said before, what if we were picking you up? I was picking you up at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was 9 below 0. And all of a sudden it got to be 9:45, 10:30. You wouldn't be very happy, would you?
No.
Keep your word, church. It hardens your heart after a while when you start lying. It does. It hardens when you're not on time.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you're going to catch a plane, you'd be on time.
Yeah.
What about God? God is more important than anything. My goodness. Here's one that a lot of you older ones knew, and some of you young ones I don't know, but anyhow, it was Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens. Richie Valens was 19 years old. The Big Bopper was 32. Buddy Holly was 32. That'll be the day when you make me cry, and that'll be the day when you make said goodbye. I know we're going, it's a lie, but it'll be the day, that'll be the day when I die. That's what killed him. That's what killed him. That's what killed him. They sang it. Elvis Presley, you know this one. Heartbreak Tell. I act so lonely, baby. I'm so lonely, baby. I act so lonely, baby, that I could die. That's what killed him. Also, the song that these... See, the devil will... Now, thank God, Jesse Duplantis saw him up in heaven. Elvis Presley. Praise God. Glory. Because I'm praying for Priscilla, because I want her up there. That's his wife. Was his wife. But I'm going to tell you what, church, is what comes out of that mouth is what you're going to get. You know, I'm going to go to Matthew 12 real fast here. Oh, I wanted to tell you about Luke 1. My goodness gracious. When you're having fun, things happen. See, really, church, I'm tell you what. When I worked at Hormel, I would get up. When you spent on a Saturday, I would spend time with the Lord. You can get your work done. In the spirit, there's no time. No time. I would get all, and I have an acre and a half. I have a lot of work to do around the house, there, around the home there. But I would always get it, but I'd always spend time with Him first. What are you doing when you get up in the morning? See, that's why I told you this here before. Proverbs 6:22, when you go, He leads you. When you sleep, He keeps you. When you wake up in the morning, He talks with you. How many are listening to Him talking to you when you get up in the morning? Oh, I'm not going to church. I'll tell you what, I'm bored with that church. I'll tell you, them people, I'll tell you what, you know, God's not really in my life. And when I do something, when I say something, it don't happen anyhow. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen anyhow. Yeah. Because what's coming out of your mouth? Okay. Start right here. Matthew 12. Start with 33 real quick here. Either make the tree sound, healthy, and good, and its fruits a sound, healthy, and good, or make the tree rotten, diseased, and bad, and its fruit rotten, diseased, and bad. For the tree is known and recognized by the judge of his fruit. We're going to be judged. If you're not bearing fruit, it says right in John 15, you're going to be lopped up and thrown in the fire. What happens to a limb out here in the wintertime or the fall? It breaks on the ground. You gather it up and throw it in the fire. That's where a lot of Christians are at. And guess what? It's going to happen. You're going to be bundled up and thrown in. I didn't say it. It says here, you offspring of vipers. Jesus said this. This is verse 34. How can you speak good things when you are evil, wicked? For out of the fullness of the overflow, abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The good man from the inner good treasure flings forth good say. See, what it is, church, you've got to speak the word. First Peter 1:23 is an incorruptible seed. It's like when Ron was a farmer or Stephanie's, he goes out there and plants his corn, doesn't he? Does he think it's not going to come up? Yeah, he knows it's going to come up. Well, you know what? It's the same thing with the Word of God. Isaiah 55:11, the Word that goeth forth of your mouth shall not return void, but shall accomplish the thing which you sent and prospering which you please. It's going to come up. It's an incorruptible seed. It's like a man and a woman when they conceive. They know because they start painting the walls and the crib and everything. You know, they know. Well, it should be the Word of God too. We know. See, it's why it says in number 23:19, God is not a liar. He's not a liar. We sometimes. You know what it says in Hebrews 13:8? He's the same today, yesterday, and always. And we should be the same way, keeping our word. Malachi 3:6, He never changes. And we shouldn't either. When you get born again, you should start to change. Again, like I said, have you digressed? Have you pulled back? Do you not go to church anymore? Or when you first got it, you used to be there. I mean, we've seen it on front row there at the camp meeting. All of a sudden, the next year, well, maybe they're four rows back. Remember Pastor Ike said, I'm going to follow you. I'll tell you what. Pretty soon you look back here. Oh, hi there. Pretty soon you look, they're gone. I'm telling you what, it's dangerous, church. What happened to Noah and the ark? They were all on the ark, weren't they? Yeah. And when you're following the Lord, you're on that ark for protection. What happened below? Tribulation. Yeah. Praise God. Come on, Hurtman, get going. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, this is 36. And I tell you, on the day of judgment, first of all, 35, the good man from the inner treasure flings forth good things. What is the gospel? What was that? The good news. Isn't that the bad news? Too many churches are saying the bad news. Oh, no. Not if you obey the word, it's the good news. Yeah. Heaven on earth. Like I said, in Nebraska, it says that sign, the good life. Praise God. Evil man out of the inner storehouse flings forth evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give an account for every idle, operative, non-working word they speak. For by their words you are justified and acquitted, and by your words you are condemned and sentenced. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those that love it. Look, I'm going to show you real fast what Jesus thinks of bad words. Go to, we'll quit here. We're going to quit. Proverbs 8:13. The reverent, this is in the Amplified. You want to put it up there? There's nobody back there. Proverbs 8:13, the Amplified. Keep your captain stays with the boat, ship, praise God. The reverent fear and the worshipful fear and the awe of the Lord includes the hindrance of evil, pride and arrogance. He hates pride. A pride comes before a fall. It says that in 16:18, Proverbs. Bring it back down to 13. Includes hatred and evil, pride, arrogancy, the evil way and perverted and twisted speech, I hate. Because why does it say in James 4:7, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he has to flee? He can't understand this word. What does it say in Matthew 4:4, Luke 4:4? It is written, when the devil tested Jesus, and Jesus said, it is written, we don't live by bread alone, but every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. How long do I have, Pastor John? This says 8:38. I'm going to go to Matthew 15 real quick. Now, here it is right here, Matthew 18. And they were concerned about Jesus washing his hands. Okay. Now, look what it says in verse 7 here. You pretenders, you hypocrites, admirably, truly did Isaiah prophesy you that you said, that he said, these people draw near to me. How many people do this? With their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts hold off and are far from me. This is 15 verse 8. Unless you do not worship me, for they teach as doctrines the commands of men. And Jesus called the people to him and said to them, listen. And now listen, church. Are you sleeping? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands. The devil will take everything you got. I can show you the scripture in the Bible. It is not what goes into the mouth, the man makes him unclean and defiled, but what comes out of the mouth is this what makes unclean and defiles him. Then the disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were displeased and offended and indignant when they heard this saying? He answered, every plant. Now, this is one you need to plant to get out of your life. I've used it for Mary. I've used the other ones right here. If you want somebody out of your life or something out of your life, use this scripture. He answered, every plant which my heavenly, this is 12:13. Praise the Lord.
He answered, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be torn up by the roots. And I've used this and it works. I'm telling you right now. I have people in here can verify it, praise God. Let them alone and disregard them. They are blind guides, teachers, and if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a ditch. And of course, that's what Proverbs 14:12 says, the way that seemed right into a man, but the end is death. But Peter said to him, explain this. They didn't understand it. The apostles didn't understand it. Look at this. And look what he says to them. This is verse 15. And Peter said to him, explain this proverb, this maxim to us. And he said, are you so dull and ignorant? Just look straight ahead and we'll know you're not. We're not talking about you. Ignorant, without understanding, and unstable, unable, but things to put to it. To it again. And he said, are you also even yet dull and ignorant? Now, Jesus, our timid Jesus said this. Without understanding and unable to put things together, do you not see and understand that what... Now, they're talking about washing hands. That's what they're concerned about. But they don't care what comes out of their mouth, okay? Do you not see and understand that whatsoever goes into the mouth passes into the abdomen, in your gut, in other words, and passes on into the place where discharges are disposed? You wouldn't have to talk. We don't have to say about that, do we? I think we know where that's going, don't you? Okay. But anyhow, but whoever comes out, whatever comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. This is what makes a man unclean and defiles him. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, reasonings, disputings, designs, such as murder. You can murder with your mouth, and you can, you know what? You can murder with not obeying God's word. Because you know what? You're in the law. And God hates the law. God was the law, the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not swear. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. Always make the Sabbath, the church day, your day to come to church. It's right in there. Yeah. But guess what? You're committing adultery because you're not obeying Jesus' words by grace. Design such murder, adultery. And adultery can be, again, not obeying. Adultery is when you put everything ahead of God. Murder, adultery, sexual vice, theft, false witnessing, slandering, irreverent speech. These are what makes a man unclean and defiled, but eating and unwashed hands does not make him unclean and defiled them. There it is. What comes out of your mouth? See, you've got to say the word. You have to say the word. What did you say when you got born again? I confess with my mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead and I was saved. You had to say it. You had to say it. So that's why Proverbs 4:20 says, attend to the words that I speak. Attend to the words I speak. Sin not, I'm not getting it. Praise God. Attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life and health that find them. But then see, protect your spirit, for out of it flows the issues of life. Because when you do not speak the word of God and you're rebellious, you're hardening your heart. It says right in Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverse is there is a breach in the spirit. You are destroying your life when you talk about sickness and all this stuff. That is the devil's words. Are you going to say the devil's words or are you going to say God's words? Why is it saying John 8:31 and 32, if you continue my word, the disciple indeed, that your disciple. What is a disciple? Disciplined follower, huh? Obeys the word. You'll be free. And then John 14:15-7 says, if you abide in him and his words abide in you, ask what you will and you can have it. Praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this word. I thank you. It's refreshing to me. It's refreshing this body. I'm prophesying in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. The word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return void. And my fruit shall remain in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen.